Well, thank you, young folks. That's the world's answer, is to let the gospel light shine. Brother, if we could get it around the world, and America needs it real bad right now. That's the answer, and it's the only answer, and yet it's the one that's being ignored the most. And sad mess that we're in. Tonight, I've been trying to get around to it from the soul-winning marathon. We had other things happen on Wednesday night, had the visiting speaker last Wednesday night, Brother Plowman, who was such a blessing to us. And we were trying to let all the students that went on the soul-winning marathon have an opportunity to share with us. And so we got some of them in, but we didn't get them all. And so we'll get some more tonight. I'm not sure if we'll get them all in tonight again, but we want to hear from them. What they were singing about a while ago is exactly what our group was out doing, trying to get the gospel to the world. And that is the answer. I'm going to ask them to, I hope we got the microphone set where you can kind of lean toward it. I want you to be heard. And I think Brother Parsons has already given you instructions kind of about what to say and to not be too long, because we want to get as many of you in as we possibly can. Now, I believe he said you've already been coached to start on this end and just keep on coming. Okay.
You can't hear me. All right. Well, my name is Kevin Crouch. I'm a sophomore this year. This is my second soul-winning marathon, and I must say I really enjoyed it this year. Unfortunately, I really wasn't able to lead anybody to Christ, but even through after, I'm not even lying about this, heat, extreme heat, reminds me of hunters, nearly passed out, but good time. Even through extreme heat, it was good to see how everyone in the college still kept going, still kept on knocking on doors. Everyone except me and Trevor on my team got sick. Thank God I didn't get sick. Just thank God for that. But I also just want to thank the church for donating and helping us be able to go. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jason Schaefer. I am a freshman here at Landmark, and I came from Riverland Baptist Church in Denali, Florida. And this was my second soul-winning marathon because I got to go my junior year in high school, and that was a lot of fun. But I really enjoyed this one. My partner was Hector Rodriguez, and also the girls in our group were Josie and Ruth, and they were a lot of fun, too, to be around. But I have to say the best day that I had was the third day, because Hector and I had only seen one person saved that whole week so far. And by the third day, we just prayed and prayed and prayed, asking God to have us at least get one more soul that week. And the Lord was good enough to give us two more that week. And so it was a big blessing. And the main one was the very last one. It was down to the last couple of hours. And we knocked on this one apartment door, and the guy came to the door, and Hector was able to lead him to the Lord, because I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord, but there's always other times. And we knocked on the door, and he came to the door, and Hector was able to lead him to the Lord and everything. And before we walked away, he said to us, he goes, "You know, I was thinking about my past, and then y'all came and knocked on the door, and y'all helped me change my thoughts." And so I just want to thank y'all for helping the college be able to go, for donating and everything, and just allowing us to go, because if it wasn't for y'all and affording to help us go, we wouldn't have been able to change that guy's life. So thank you.
Sorry. Hi, my name is Monica Young, and I'm a junior, and this was my third soul-winning marathon, and I have to say it was my favorite soul-winning marathon. Because the past soul-winning marathons, I wasn't able to lead anyone to the Lord, but this one, I was able to lead three souls, and I was super happy. And my favorite thing to do was putting tracks on a porta-potties. I just love those porta-potties so much, because think of how great that would be, you know, to have a testimony, "Oh, I got saved in a porta-potty." That'd be great, right? Also, Yes. And I was able to talk to a Filipino lady who was 82 years old, and she was a sweet lady, but I wasn't able to lead her because she would grab the New Testament out of my hands. And so I was like showing her the verses, and she wouldn't believe that I showed her Revelation 21:8. She didn't believe that there was any punishment for sins. So I was like, oh, that's sad. But she was turning 83 at the end of that month, March, I think. And so I just feel sad about that because I really wanted to win her, wanted her to get saved. But if you could pray for her, her name is Rosita. What did she say? Rosita Estrada Rivera. She told me her full name, and I just want her to get saved. Thank you.
Good evening, church. My name is Robinson. I'm a... I get a little bit nervous. I don't know why. Yeah. So I'm a senior, first semester senior this, semester. So, and I hate to say that this is my last soul winning marathon. So, I mean, we have a great time, a wonderful time over there. So, we went to a place at the second unload where Douglas and I, and then we find a guy, very nice guy. He was listening to his music, and we were greeting him. He's very nice. And then I asked him that question. I said, sir, so have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend your life after you die? He said, no. And I said, there are two places, one called heaven and one called hell. I said, which one of those places would you like to spend your life when you die? He said, heaven. And then I went to the plan of salvation, and then I just gave him a choice. I said, okay, now, God said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, it's up to you. I mean, you have your choice to call his name or to reject his name. He said, I'd like to call his name. I said, okay, now. And I just give him a little bit of detail. I said, here's what you can say. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner. You know, I know you died for my sin. And then now, I said, can you do it? I said, let's bow your head. And then I let him pray by himself. And this guy went to, extra mile and said, oh God, I know, I have done a lot of bad things. I'm a bad guy. Please forgive me for my sins, you know. So anyway, he said, I'm asking you to come into my heart to be my savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. So, I always want to let that person just pray by himself, you know, which is very good things. And God used me as a sower to lead like 3 souls to Christ during that time. It was such a blessing. So I had like Sarah Hargrove and Amanda was our, in our soul winning teams, and we have Douglas. Sometimes I call him Dougie. So anyway. And it was a wonderful time, and I thank you, church, for praying for us. Thank you for all your support. It was wonderful. And I hate to say that. I'd like to have one more soul winning. I don't know how, but anyway, it was such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Josie Davidson, and I'm finishing my junior year. And soul winning marathon is always interesting. This year I had really great partners, Ruthie and Hector and then Jason. And interesting things always happen. One kind of scary thing was we were going up the stairs to this apartment, and it was like this tiny little porch area. So you're like right next to the door, and then this big guy opens this little window, and he's like, hey, and he starts talking to us out the window. So we're talking to him. And he said, I'm going to come to the door. And he shuts the window and he goes inside and he takes a few minutes. And then my partner says to me, he's going to get a gun and shoot us. So that was scary, but he didn't shoot us. And also, I got sick on Soul Winning Marathon, and I basically couldn't breathe. So that was interesting. And Ruth was really awesome because she was doing whole roads by herself because my eyes were swollen shut and I was sneezing so much and I couldn't talk to anybody. So, yeah, but one of the great memories of Soul Winning Marathon was at night, the girls in my room, we would get our Bibles out and we would pray together. And it was interesting because Ruth only brought a French Bible. So when she would read, it was in French. But it was really great. And thanks everyone who supported us in going.
Hello, my name is Paman Gungampo, but everyone calls me Ruth or Ruthie, like Josie said. And yeah, Josie was my partner, and so were Hector and Jason. This is my freshman year at Landmark Baptist College, and it was my first time ever experiencing a 3-full-day soul winning. And unlike many of my fellow college students, I was excited to get back out in the sun because back home, all our soul winning is out in the sun. And they were all complaining about the heat. I'm like, well, this is actually a bit cooler compared to back home. So it was really exciting to experience my first soul winning marathon, even though I didn't get to lead anyone to the Lord. Thank you for providing for the trip and sending us with your prayers. Thank you.
Wow. Good evening. My name is Abigail Sullivan. I'm from the Bahamas. This is my second year and second soul winning marathon. First of all, I would like to thank the church for providing for us to go and giving us your prayers and support. I didn't get to place any tracks on any outdoor bathrooms, but on my team we had Kevin Crouch and Trevor Sias, and then Christina Stanek was my partner, and she was a great partner. And we both got sick like at the same, around the same time, so we had to sit out a day. But the most memorable experience of this soul winning marathon was we were walking down the street and there was this man and this lady with a young boy. And so I was like, okay, we're gonna soul win to them. But as we were walking, he gave me this look like, if you come over here, I'm gonna kill you. So I started to turn my feet the next way. I'm telling God, nope, not this one. Someone else will get him. But the Holy Spirit pressed on my heart to just go ahead. But when I started to talk to him, he just turned away. So I was about to leave, and then the lady just looked at me like, I'm here. So I spoke to her, and I led her through the plan of salvation, and she got saved. But during that time, her son was kind of being interruptive. So Christina decided to talk to him and to distract him from distracting us. And so it was just good to see how she just knew that this lady's life was hanging in the balance. So she stepped in and she took the attention away from the boy off his mother, and she just entertained him. So I had a really great soul winning marathon, and I just want to thank you all for sending us.
Good evening. Ooh, that's odd. I'll step back here. My name is Angelia, and this was my third soul winning marathon. I was with Sharon, and then for our guys, we had Douglas, or not Douglas, that was forever ago. We had Mr. George and Lewis. And going out for this, it was kind of, they told us it was gonna be different. They said this was gonna be a totally new mission field we were going to in the morning, because we did a different church in the morning versus the one in the evening. And they made the big deal about this was gonna be a mission field. There was nobody that reached these people. And so Sharon and I were all excited. We're like, we're gonna go out and we're gonna see all these people saved. And so we went out and we knocked on the first door, and this lady came to the door. So we're talking to her and we go through the whole, we're from the church. If you were to die today, where would you go? And she's like, I'd go to heaven. We're like, well, how do you know that? And so she had like a very clear salvation testimony. So we're like, okay, we're glad she's saved, but we were expecting a mission field. So we go to the next house and the next house and the next house, and the entire first morning, that's the response we got at every single door. And so that was kind of not discouraging, but I guess it was different. That's not what we were expecting.
And so it was good having a partner that we could encourage each other with that. And then when we went out in the afternoon, first obstacle we ran into was the different church, because we kept trying to knock on the door and we're saying, we're from Landmark, no wait, we're from Lighthouse, no wait, we're from Southside. And so we finally got past that by the end of the day. But everybody we ran into in the afternoon that first day was Catholic. So that was kind of disappointing. But then the second day when we went out in the morning, we got to talk to one young man and he accepted Christ as Savior. So that was a major blessing, especially for me, because that was the first person that I've ever gotten to lead to Christ on a soul winning marathon. And I kind of hope that that guy, when he closed the door, he actually went inside, because after he closed the door, Sharon and I started high-fiving each other and jumping around while we were waiting on the guys because we were so excited. And he probably thought we were crazy if he was watching us. And then the last day, we didn't get to see anybody saved, but we did get a little bit of a life lesson. So they put, most of the time when we're out soul winning, they pair two guys with two girls. And we always thought that was kind of whatever, because we don't necessarily need the guys, right? And so we knock on this one door, and this older guy, probably in his 50s or 60s, comes to the door, and he spends the whole time we're there trying to flirt with me. And so we get to the end, and we're like talking to him, and he's like, so who are those guys that are over there staring at you? And we're like, yeah, those are our guys. And you could see his face, he just kind of drooped, like he got that impression they were our boyfriends. And so we're like, okay, we'll take it. So we learned that's why they put guys on the team, so that if somebody tries to flirt with you, you can just point them to the guys and they'll leave you alone. And so in closing, I'd just like to say thank you to the church for the support with your finances and with the prayers, because soul winning marathon really is a huge blessing, and just being here at Landmark. And if it wasn't for you guys and your prayers and your financial support, we wouldn't be here. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Helen Mendoza. I am from Honduras. This is my sophomore year. This is my second soul winning marathon. And my partner, that's Mrs. Kelly, Ronaldo, and Jesse. I was not able to lead anyone to Christ, but I was able to share the gospel to many people, and that's a huge blessing for me. And thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support.
Hi, my name is Jesse Maxwell. I'm from Amarillo, Texas, and I'm a sophomore here at Landmark. I'm going to be very transparent. The first night that I went out there, I wasn't particularly excited to go to Soul Winning Marathon. I was scared and nervous, and I just didn't know what to do. And I was prayed up, and I really, really thought, okay, maybe things will be better the first day. And the first day, I was the silent partner all day. I really could not bring myself to talk to anybody. And it was so discouraging. And I let that discouraging spirit get over me. And so the second day, I got the blessing to go out with Brother Kerry Nance as my soul-winning partner. And I was able to talk with him, and he was very encouraging on etiquette at the door and how to talk to somebody. And I think one of the most effective things that he did, I really did not want to talk to anybody at the door. I just did not feel comfortable. So he said, tell you what, you knock on the door and I'll talk to him. And I said, okay, I can knock on a door. That'll be easy. And so I knock on the door and Brother Nance says, Jesse, I'll be right back. And I go, Brother Nance, but wait. And this big man, covered in tattoos, said, hello. And I was terrified. But do you know, I talked to the man and I invited him to church. And something that Brother Nance taught me is, you know, maybe you don't have to go through the whole plan of salvation, but you can share the gospel. And so I said, my name is Jesse Maxwell, and I'm from Southside Baptist Church, and I wanted to tell you today that Jesus loves you. enough that he died for you. And if you would get a chance, would you read that on your time? And so the third day, we went out there, and I practiced this a little bit more and more each house. And there was a gentleman in a lawn chair. He was an older gentleman. And I said, "This is the one, Brother Nance. This is the one. I'm going to talk to this guy, and I'm really going to talk to this guy." And I went through the whole plan of salvation. But he was an elderly gentleman, and I don't think he quite was listening to me because he looked at me with a blank stare. And he didn't really respond to anything I said. So I felt a little discouraged, but you know, the gospel was still presented to him. He still had an opportunity. And so shortly after that stop, I was feeling very discouraged, and I knocked on a door, and it was this lady. She was from the Virgin Islands, and she had just moved a couple weeks ago, and she had been involved in the Catholic Church somewhat, but she really wasn't a religious person. And I asked her if she knew 100% sure she'd go to heaven, and she said, "Can you know for sure?" Well, I was happy to tell her you can. And so I was able to show her through Romans in a little Roman New Testament, in a little Roman pamphlet. And I was able to show her through there. And the most heartbreaking moment in that visit was when I told her that Jesus died for her. And she looked at me and she said, "He died for me?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, he did." And she said, "But I hardly know him. I don't know the man at all. And he would do that for me?" And I told her, "Yes, ma'am." And you know, she was one of the most sincere people that I talked to. And I started out the beginning of the soul-winning marathon just terrified, did not think I was going to be able to do anything. But I was able to lead her to the Lord. And I would say that was the first soul I've led to the Lord at a door in 8 years. And so this soul-winning marathon was already just a tremendous blessing to me. And I thank you so much for your prayers and for your financial gifts and for giving us this opportunity to go out.
Good evening, church. My name is Donnie Romney Jr., and I'm a freshman at Landmark Baptist College. The Soul Winning Marathon was my first. I count it a privilege and an opportunity, a wonderful experience that I will not forget. I had Tyler as my partner, and we were in this apartment complex, and I went to give this gentleman a track, and he said, "Hey, you know, that's okay, I'm safe, I don't need it." And then he also made the mention that, you know, at least he asked me a question, "Do you know that you're not supposed to be," at least a statement, he said, that there's no soliciting and no trespassing. And I said, "Oh, really?" And then he said, "Well, but I'll still let y'all do it. Just knock on the door. If they don't answer, don't leave the tracks in the door, because normally if someone does it, the homeowners just let it drop on the floor, and then he would have to clean it up." And then I realized that he was the property maintenance guy, so to speak. So he told me that, and then I went on, and I said, "Okay," and I started the prayer. I said, "Lord, every door that we knock on, please allow someone to answer." The first door we knocked on, no one answered. The guy was in his van like this, just watching us. And second door, someone answered, and Tyler talked to the young lady. She didn't get saved. And the third door, a gentleman answered. Tyler started to talk to him, and he just was saying, "Man, you know, I was looking for a church for me and my family, and stuff like that," and they just was talking back and forth. And then I heard the door behind me open up, and I turned around, and there was a kid there. And I said, "Well, hey, how you doing, bear, from the Lighthouse Baptist Church? And we're just out in the neighborhood sharing the gospel. Do you know for sure whether you die today or tomorrow if you would go to heaven?" And he said, "No." And then I told him, well, you know, the Bible says that you can know. And I went to the plan of salvation, and he got saved. And I thank the Lord for that. I just like to say thank you to the church for your prayers and your support. It was greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Becca Chamberlain. I'm from Maine, and I'm a freshman here at Landmark, and so it was my first soul winning marathon. And I heard all good about it, so I was excited, but I had never won anybody to the Lord at a door, so I was really praying about that, and I was scared, but I was praying that the Lord let me do that. And so the first day, we didn't have anybody get saved. But then the second day, Drika, my partner, she was like, Becca, today's gonna be the day, you know, we're gonna be able to win so many Lords. So I knocked on this one door, and a young kid answered the door. His name was Matthew. And I talked to him, I was like, yeah, we're from this church, and we'd love to see you there if you're interested in coming. And so I kind of hesitated, and before I said anything else. And then Drika took over, and she started talking to him. She's like, all right, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? And he said, no. So she's like, well, could I tell you? And he said, yes. So she's like, well, Becca can tell you how. So I was like, wait, what? But I was like, it was a good blessing, and I was able to go through that with him, and he got saved. And then I was able to lead two other young people to the Lord, and so that was really good. So it was a blessing, and I want to thank all the church for supporting us in this and for praying for us especially. And so thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Luis Castillo. I'm from Honduras. I'm a junior. I'm not sure. I'm between junior and senior in school. I'm not sure yet, but this is my first soul winning marathon. I was able to lead four people to the Lord, and that was a blessing. George was my partner, and we have a great time. And just, I want to thank you, everyone of you, for your prayer. And this lady, we knocking on the door, and this lady, George was next, so he knocked on the door, and lady came out, and she's like, me no English, and George was like, ha ha ha, my friend. I saw the lady's face, she was like, oh man. And then I started talking to her, and she got saved. Thank God for that, and just thank you for your prayers. Amen.
Good night. Okay. My name is Drika, otherwise known as Lynn sometimes. This is my third soul in a marathon, and it was an interesting soul in a marathon because I met this person named Poppy, and he was a character, a real character. He was from we went to this church, Lighthouse, to soul win or whatever, and he was from the church, and he lived in the neighborhood, and so he came with us or whatever. And I think he has split personalities, because James is not a very happy person, but Happy is a very happy person. And he really alone was like showing me how to be patient. Like, I'm not really a patient person, so dealing with Happy really showed me how to be patient. It was like getting to the level of a child, and I had to run after Happy, but I'm trying to soul win, and he's running about the place, and I'm just like, Happy, no, we have to soul win. And he's just like, nobody likes me. I say, Happy, I like you. Jesus likes you, you know? And so that was interesting within itself. And the first day I didn't get to lead somebody, but the second day I got to lead about two people to the Lord, and the second one was kind of interesting because, I mean, I was talking to her, but she was smoking. And I have really bad sinuses. And so I was crying while I was talking to her. So she thought I was kind of crazy. But I just wanted to say stop smoking, because that's kind of rude. So I was just like, we're from Landmark. And you know, I mean, I said Landmark, but I literally said Lighthouse, I'm sorry. And she ended up getting saved or whatever. And I hope she went to church, because she was really seemed interested in the church and whatever. And I had Becca as a partner, and she was like, the Energizer Bunny. She just kept going and going, and I wanted to stop, but I couldn't stop because if I stopped, then John would say something about it, and then if John said something, Brother Anthony would say something. It was the six-man team, and Sarah, Parker, and Amber, and while we were all crazy, Sarah, Amber, and Becca would like the buffers because we have four sarcastic people and then two quiet people, so that didn't really work out properly. And about the bathroom situation, like with Monica, she said she saw a bunch of porta potties, and we also saw a bunch of porta potties. But the funny thing is, we had a John with us, so I was like, John, there's a John. And I was like, you guys are twins. And it was just funny. And I'd like to thank the church for praying for us and for sending us. And today, I mean, this whole marathon was actually very good and interesting. Thank you.
In my defense, I didn't get the memo. Anyway, my name is Amber Osawarty. Many of you know me. I'm from right here in Haines City. I am a junior this year. This is my third soul winning marathon. It was by far the best one for me so far because I've never been able to personally lead someone to the Lord on previous marathons. I've talked to people, but never actually got to lead someone through the plan of salvation. But this time, the first day I got to talk to this lady and she got saved, and that was such an exciting experience. One thing that really stood out to me about it, kind of a personal blessing, I have a lot of health issues. And I was kind of worried about going out because somebody's been acting up recently, like I'm out all day walking in the sun, what if something happens? So I was praying about that and slightly worried, but then one of the guys on my team, Brother Anthony, was a certified nurse. So that was like God was saying, hey, I love you, I want you here, go do your best for me. So that was just a major blessing to me. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making this possible. It's such an incredible experience. And I wouldn't have that anywhere else. Thank y'all.
I just want to thank the church again. That's most of our testimonies, preacher. I want to mention again, George Money was mentioned tonight, and he's from a church in Fort Pierce. This past Sunday, he goes home every weekend. We don't get to see him on Sundays in our ministry here, but he's a giant with red hair, so you can't miss him. And he was playing soccer. His church is very about Spanish and an English church. They do two services. His pastor's first language is Spanish, and so they have a lot of Spanish young people. So they play soccer after the church services. And he was out playing soccer with his bus kids and some of the men, and he ran head into another man and cracked his skull. And so he's been in the hospital the last few days. He just got out, and he just, you know, I appreciate your prayers for him. He's he wants to get back and try to get finished up with his finals and everything. So if you would pray, I didn't get it on the prayer list yet, but if you would pray for him, I want to just thank you, church, for praying and all your support. What a blessing it is. I remember my days in the Soul Winning Marathon, and what a blessing it is to be able to go out and just see people saved and be a blessing to another church, and for to know that you have your church family back home praying for you. Amen. So thank you so much, preacher.
Well, amen. I enjoyed that, didn't you? We appreciate the Brother Parsons and his leadership with the college. And I don't know what the sickness was that was going around, but I'd heard about two or three getting sick, but the devil fights something like soul winning, and that was probably it. But my, there's some good testimonies, and I believe we'll see some folks in heaven because of the effort. And some of the churches over there that we were working with, for you folks that might not understand, that go out in the neighborhoods and soul win and try to get them to go to the church that was close to them. So that's why I had a couple of different church names. But they did a good job, and we appreciate it. Praise God for it. And only heaven's keeping score, amen? Yeah. And one of the testimonies that one of them gave was about somebody that didn't seem to respond with a sometimes we can misjudge a reaction. You can't always judge it by the action. I remember as a young preacher taking my first church up in the country, and it was very small population area. But I just was full of zeal to see somebody saved, wanted to see somebody saved so bad. And so one Sunday afternoon, I went out knocking doors, and I went to a house and knocked on the front door. Nobody came, but I thought I heard a noise in the backyard. So I went around there, and there was a daddy watching his kids play in the backyard. The wife was gone, I don't know. I thought he was old at the time. I realized now he might have been all of 48 years old, maybe. But at the time, I thought he was an old guy. I told him who I was. I was pastoring the church down the road, and he just kind of looked at me and barely grunt once or twice. Just barely. Just kind of had a blank face. And the devil said, stop. He he's going to run you off. But I just kept on going and showed him the Bible verses and showed him how he could be saved. And I got right down to the end and I asked him to pray with me. And I was very surprised when he bowed his head. And I led him through the sinner's prayer. Well, it was getting close to church time, so I went by one of my deacon's houses to get a cup of coffee before church and told him, I called the man's name. I said, I just led him to the Lord. My deacon just kind of laughed at me. Oh, ha, ha, you won't never see him in church. I know him. You won't never see him in church. Well, he really poured cold water on me. I mean, it killed my enthusiasm. Went on to church that night, but the next Sunday morning, middle aisle in the church, and about the time I got up, song service going, and I saw a guy come in and thought I had never seen before. He had on a white shirt and a tie and a suit. I didn't realize that was the man I won to the Lord in the backyard. But when I gave the invitation, he done just what I'd asked him to do. He came forward and made a profession of faith. Folks, you just can't judge it by the reaction. If I'd have made a judgment, I'd have said, never see that guy again. He just was nice enough not to run me off, but he never was friendly at all. Never smiled, but there he was on Sunday morning coming down the church aisle. Sometimes what stops us is what all these students mentioned. They were afraid, they were scared, but they kept going. And they got the blessing of leading somebody to the Lord. What they did, you can do. You might be just as scared as they are. But you can take the same Bible and you can win somebody to the Lord. If you pray and ask God to show you somebody to go to, knock your neighbor's door or somebody else's, it does work. That's what the Bible promises. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, that's a promise. We got to give the word of God so they can hear it. And it increases faith. And what saves you? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he's done for you when he died for your sins. Amen. All right. Thank you, young folks. Thank you, college. And I'm sorry it was this late getting some of the rest of you, but it was still good. And we had some of the others come on earlier, but then one thing at the other crowded it out. But it was great tonight. We appreciate it. Let's all stand, please. Brother Cruz, you want choir practice. Amen. Father, thank you now for the words we've heard tonight. Thank you for the testimonies of these young people putting out tracts and the gospel and seeing souls saved. Lord, as I've said, only heaven will reveal the whole truth about it. But we thank you that you give us the opportunity and the privilege to tell the story of the Lord Jesus and what he's done for us. Bless the choir now, Lord, as they practice all the activities of the rest of the week and give us a good day Sunday. We pray that souls would be saved, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. You're dismissed.